This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. We're looking at a cold front that's going to push across eastern Washington and Oregon today and then enter into Idaho this evening. So it's quite a change from the mild, dry conditions of just yesterday. But, you know, that's what we get with spring across the inland northwest. Another front on Wednesday will likely bring more showers. And the hits keep coming with a third cold front on Sunday. Rainfall amounts should be mainly less than a half inch, which will be lighter than what we got this past week. Heavier amounts of up to an inch are possible in the Pullman, Dayton, and Milton Freewater areas. Planting spring grains and potatoes should be able to make some progress. Asparagus cutters, though, will have to deal with occasional muddy conditions. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth warmed well into the 50s on Monday, but we'll likely see soil temperatures retreat back to the upper 40s and lower 50s until warming again this weekend. This should allow germination and development of recently planted spring crops, but it's still a little too early for safe transplanting of warm season vegetables such as squash and tomatoes unless you can provide some protection. Coldest mornings will likely be Thursday and Friday, and a light freeze is possible in the more frost-prone areas. Spraying will be a little risky this week between the high wash-off chances and occasional breezy conditions when it isn't raining. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.